Nicaragua's newly reelected president says he's not planning any big changes. Daniel Ortega easily won a new term in this past Sunday's election. He was on the ballot despite a constitutional ban on presidents serving back-to-back terms. Ortega's refusal to step down has critics comparing him to the Somoza dictatorship that ruled Nicaragua for 43 years. Ortega helped topple the Somoza regime in 1979, and his Sandinista government confiscated all of Somoza's land and businesses. Now, as John Otis reports from Managua, one member of the Somoza clan is hoping to rehabilitate the family name.
My grandfather was president in 1952 when I was born.
Alvaro Somoza is giving me a tour of what was once the presidential palace where he grew up.
This is where I took accordion lessons as a kid.
Alvaro Somoza is the son of Luis Somoza, the second of three Somoza dictators who ruled Nicaragua between 1936 and 1979. That's Luis Somoza giving a speech in 1963. By all accounts, he was the best of the three Somoza rulers.
My father started the social security system in this country, and the minimum wage was established by my father, the labor code, the right to a syndicate. I can go on and on and on and on.
But Luis Somoza died of a heart attack in 1967, and his younger brother, Anastasio, took over. Anastasio Somoza's corruption, massive wealth, and violent crackdowns on the opposition helped fuel the Sandinista revolution. Shortly before his uncle was overthrown, Alvaro Somoza, who was then 27, fled Managua aboard his Cessna airplane.
And I managed to get to the airport with, you know, like an overnight bag for 3-4 days, hoping that the shooting would be over. I got in my 185 and I flew to El Salvador. And I never came back. The shooting never stopped.
Alvaro Somoza resettled in Florida, where he sold luxury cars and started one of the state's largest landscape nurseries. After the Sandinistas were voted out of office in 1990, he became the first Somoza to return to Nicaragua. By then, the Sandinistas had torn down the statue to his father. They also rechristened hospitals and schools built by the Somozas with revolutionary names.
This is the southwest corner of my old home in Managua.
Luis Somoza's former mansion now houses the defense ministry. It was renamed after a Sandinista guerrilla leader. The guard at the gate explains why.
What happened was, this was part of the Somoza dynasty, and when they were defeated, many things had to be changed, including the names of buildings and anything else that even smelled of Somoza.
Still, Alvaro Somoza, who is now 59 and makes a living running fruit farms in Nicaragua, is well received by many older people who remember his father. Nicaragua is one of the poorest countries in the hemisphere, but in the 1960s, when Luis Somoza ruled the country, Nicaragua boasted one of the fastest-growing economies in Latin America. Alberto Quiroz is a 64-year-old security guard. He says, I knew Alvaro's father. He would sit down and talk to average people. He was an excellent president, one of the best. Hoping to trade in on that nostalgia, Alvaro Somoza has jumped into politics. He was campaign manager for presidential candidate Enrique Quiñones, who finished far behind Ortega in Sunday's election. Alvaro Somoza is also considering a run for mayor of Managua, or even the presidency, in 2016. I ask whether his last name will be helpful or hurtful.
Oh, very helpful. People in Nicaragua are clearly aware that they were taken for a ride in 1979, a communist ride that promised everything and delivered little or nothing.
But economist Mario Flores, who worked in both the Somoza and Sandinista governments, says Alvaro would face long odds because Nicaraguan history books focus on the corruption and human rights violations of the Somoza family dictatorship. Ironically, Alvaro Somoza now sees many similarities between his uncle Anastasio, known as Tacho, who was overthrown by the Sandinistas, and Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega, who used dubious legal maneuvers so he could run for a third term in Sunday's presidential election.
Though my family did a lot of good things, they made a lot of mistakes. And not only that, but I go further to tell the current politicians, don't make those same mistakes yourself. The last one, I'm telling President Ortega on a regular basis, what is it that you don't realize that continuity is not something that these people want? Didn't you understand what happened to Uncle Tacho?
For The World, I'm John Otis, Managua, Nicaragua.